I'm Nash Wedderburn, and this is UBS's Top of the Morning. Healthcare options at any age can be very stressful to understand, but for those considering early retirement, healthcare coverage is usually the number one concern. Today, we'll explore the many factors when considering early retirement and the available healthcare options. My guest today is Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ainsley Carbone. It is Wednesday, September 18th. Ainsley, welcome back, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So Ainsley, just to kick off, I noticed you recently published a blog titled Healthcare Options for Early Retirees. Can you begin by walking us through the premise of this blog?
Yep. So sometimes people associate early retirement with the FIRE movement. And for those who aren't familiar with FIRE, FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. So a lot of individuals and couples have become fascinated with this idea of pretty much minimizing all their costs and saving as much as possible in order to retire as early as possible, sometimes in their 30s and 40s, which is obviously extremely young. But there are many arguments for and against the whole FIRE movement, which I'm not going to get into today. But really, the purpose of this blog was to not just help those who are interested in retiring drastically early, like those in the FIRE movement, but to also help early retirees in the sense that anyone retiring prior to Medicare eligibility at 65, we just wanted to be able to present a few options for them when they're trying to navigate their healthcare options.
Well, great. So I guess considering that, and when considering early retirement, what are some of the key considerations they'll need to address before making that absolute drastic choice?
So for most pre-retirees, with the exception of those who are self-employed or freelancers, mm-hmm. most of us have employer-sponsored health plans that are available to us. So what happens is your employer selects a few plans for us to choose from. And since there are those limited options, it kind of makes the decision as to which one we're going to choose a little bit easier. Not only does the employer lay out a bunch of information that helps us in comparing the two plans, but they're also going to subsidize some of the costs, so we get to share that expense with them. Now, upon retirement, you usually don't have someone feeding you your healthcare options informations like you would when you go and start a new job and human resources hands you that enrollment packet. So it's important for those nearing retirement to really be proactive about this. And doing so is going to make sure that they find the right coverage at the right time and at the right cost for their financial plan. So if you're retiring at 65, typically you'd go to Medicare coverage. If you're retiring earlier than that, we laid out a few of the options in this piece. I'll list just a few of them. Employer-sponsored retiree healthcare coverage isn't that common, but it is great. So If you have the option available to you, certainly explore that. You could look at the health insurance marketplace for some public exchange coverage, maybe some private insurance, COBRA, spouse's workplace health plan, or even just considering bridge employment. But all options are going to have their own advantages and disadvantages. So it's really just important for you to go through them well in advance in order to really be able to start retirement off on the right foot.
So Ainsley, let's look at the other side of the coin. Early retirement isn't always voluntarily, as we know. So for those who find themselves retiring earlier than they had actually planned, what should they be doing to address their healthcare insurance needs?
Yeah, so the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College actually recently did a study earlier this year, and they found that about 37% of retirees retired earlier than they had anticipated for a variety of different reasons, mm-hmm. some of them good, some of them bad, some voluntary and some involuntary. Right. So for the involuntary ones were typically caused by shocks, such as a health issue, family issue, or even employment, such as a job loss. So the healthcare options for those who retire involuntarily, mm-hmm. it's likely to be a similar process. They can expect pretty much the same thing. However, the biggest difference is that they didn't prepare for it, and it's also likely an event that happened rather quickly.
Yep.
So I think that just stresses the situation much more significantly to the point where it's better for them to act sooner rather than later. I'd say for a starting point, you can reach out to your employer if you're retiring involuntarily due to health reasons. If it's a disability, you're likely going to have a little bit different coverage if there's okay. disability insurance. If it's a job loss, sometimes employers might offer some sort of assistance in addition to the COBRA to help make that transition. But like I said, it's really just important to look through all your options as quickly as possible, go with maybe what's easiest to help through the transition for a short period of time, and then you can kind of work with your financial advisor to explore other options and also what other options are going to work well within your financial plan.
Lindsay, should married couples approach this topic differently than individuals?
So being married potentially adds more options in that if you have one spouse or if both spouses are working, you might potentially have two different health plans to choose from. But it also adds a layer of complexity to it because there's another individual that's going to need coverage in the event that they were on the recently retired individual's old health plan.
Okay.
So I think it's most important for the couple to really communicate and coordinate their plans together. And you could sit down and just run through all the different scenarios and what their options would be. If the couple isn't set on retiring at the same exact time, then they could maybe potentially consider staging the retirement date so that if one wants to retire early, the other one could potentially continue working so that the retired person could stay on the working spouse's health plan until they're both old enough to reach Medicare eligibility at 65. So the approach isn't necessarily different. However, adding another person in the mix is certainly, like I said, going to add another layer of complexity. So communication and coordination can definitely ease the process.
Awesome. Pretty great. So I know we've covered quite a bit in terms of healthcare options. So one more question before I let you go. Any key final thoughts that you want to highlight?
Yeah. So retirement, of course, in general, is a very stressful transition. Mm-hmm. But looking at your healthcare options well in advance will certainly ease the transition slightly. But this is especially important in terms of budgeting purposes. In our liquidity, longevity, legacy framework, the liquidity strategies used as it can be very helpful throughout the transition to ease the transition financially, mm-hmm. in that it can provide cash flow to retirees in the absence of a paycheck, but it's only going to work properly if it's sized appropriately. So understanding your expected costs as you go through retirement, such as healthcare costs, is only going to help you prepare and budget your liquidity strategy more appropriately. So like I said, you can just hopefully then start retirement off on the right foot.
Awesome. Perfect, Ainsley. Thank you again, Ainsley. This has been very insightful as always.
Thank you.
Again, we've been joined by Ainsley Carbone, Total Wealth Strategist of Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. There are many publications available now on UBS Online Services, including the aforementioned blog, Healthcare Options for Early Retirees. If you're a client of UBS, be sure to reach out to your financial advisors to receive a copy directly. Top of the Morning, we'll be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
Time frames may vary. Strategies are subject to individual client goals, objectives, and suitability. This approach is not a promise or guarantee that wealth or any financial results can or will be achieved.
This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. In providing wealth management services to clients, we offer both investment advisory and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct and differ in material ways. For information, including the different laws and contracts that govern, visit ubs.com/working with us. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, SIPC.